You're listening to Business Podcasting Made Easy, the TV talk show formula, where you get a roadmap to elevate your authority and expand your visibility with a TV talk show that you're proud of. You're listening on the IBGR network. We are at episode 20 and talking about mastering short form videos, creating an effective and intentional video. Welcome to the show. We are having a great time. I'm Donna Cundy, co-founder of the IBGR Network, global radio authority and podcast expert and producer of over 14,000 podcasts.
And I'm Declan O'Segara, TV producer and international TV talk show host. And my TV talk show formula has impacted over 100,000 lives globally. I was going to say 101,000 lives globally.
Well,
We
yes,
have
you can
some more
add me
now.
to
Yes, we have to update our numbers.
it
And it gives business owners and entrepreneurs a simple way to be seen and heard with their own purpose-driven message. And we are your hosts for this 13-week journey. If you haven't already, remember that you can go to tvtalkshowformula.com to subscribe and follow the plan. And if you want direct live support from us for your TV talk show, then contact us today at tvtalkshowformula.info.
Yes. And I'm going to start us off this episode with a quote from Casey Neistat. I really like this quote a lot. The quote says, "Video is a way to communicate, and so is storytelling. And so the key to making great videos is to tell great stories."
It's like
Yeah.
the most
Really.
perfect quote for all of what we're talking about.
Yeah, because that's really what your videos are about. If you remember, if you've been listening to the last several episodes that we've done, we're saying it but not saying it, but this is a lot of it, what will be used in to build your audience, which is in a sense marketing. And so when you master the short form video, it's on your way to creating your TV talk show. You can just try to sit behind a microphone and build it, but if it's not build it and they will come as easy as people say, right? It's not field of dreams.
Well, when it comes to, yes, I would say there's, if no one knows what you're talking about, if no one knows who you are, or if they resonate with how you are, like no one's going to be watching your show. And so it definitely does take the putting yourself out there. The way we've been speaking about this authentically in your true voice.
Building a relationship with people you don't know yet.
That's what it is. Yes. And that is how you develop, really it's one by one, right? That people start to follow you. And then it's like those old commercials, in the 70s, and they tell two friends, and then
And they
it's
tell
like
two friends.
a shampoo commercial. I'm dating myself now.
Yep.
I only read about those things.
No, you did. But become a person worth watching by knowing how to create not only an effective, but also an intentional short form video. And I'm the one that put that intentional in there because I was really thinking about it. Even as we were going on the air to produce this episode of the TV talk show formula, I'm thinking, we're not just sitting behind the microphone riffing this. We put in several hours discussing what we want, and we know what we're talking about, but it's still intentional on what we're saying when we're saying it.
Very much so. And I'm glad you're pointing this out because it's distinct from, so we're speaking from a business perspective, right? We're speaking from a marketing perspective as people who have something to offer the world, right? And if you're watching the show, then that's you, likely. If it's not, hi. But we know that who's following us probably has an interest in getting your message out there to a wider audience so that you can help more people, right? Have more sales, have all the things that you want for your business. And that's distinct from, I think you said Susie in a previous episode. Susie, who's just doing a video, of, the family barbecue, which might be a 90-second reel, right? About how much fun the family's having, doing the barbecue. And that's a lot of content that's out there too, but that's a whole different world that, and we're not talking about those. So when Donna says intentional, I believe it's coming from this place of, you know who you want to reach, you know who you want to help, you know what you do, and you know how you can help people. And there's a reason why you're taking the time to put together a video. And even, you know, which even 90 seconds, still there's time involved to put something right together, putting it out there. There's thinking involved, right? You could be doing other things. So we want you to really think about this as, being a very intentional process. And that's how we've built the program here. This episode, all the episodes are based on how to get you from one place to another so that you have that grounded, intentional approach.
Yeah. So what do we want our listeners to know about making effective, intentional short form videos, Declan?
we're gonna use this word a lot. Intentional. Are you being intentional with your short form videos? We're going to show you how. So six elements. We want you to think of the six elements that make up a marketing message, a marketing-based video. So first, as we invited you in the previous episode, we asked you to come up with a topic and an objective. Say that fast 10 times. And an objective. So you've done that homework. We know you did. So you have a topic for a video and an objective. Yay. Yes. Step number one done. Right. When you're making a video, you want to rapidly, milliseconds, engage your audience. You really only have, they say 2 to 3 seconds, the beginning of your video is the most important part, because if they're not engaged through your headline or your hook, the words coming out of your mouth or some kind of movement, this is why
or
you
a
see
laugh.
A lot of people laughing like Donna. Yes, every episode starts with a little laugh. That's engaging, right? And it's authentic. She really does laugh like that when we're not recording videos. So you have these moments. So you want, this is this the second piece you want to be really thoughtful about, intentional with, how am I going to grab their attention? Intentional attention. Step three, incorporate in the style of your video, right? Quick cuts or movement. So you'll notice if you've been doing your assignments, probably that you've noticed the short form videos have a lot of distinct pieces, or we call them cuts or edits, right? Or there's movement, right? It's also why you see a lot of people dancing in videos, because it gets your attention. We're not telling you that you have to dance and that, you know, that's not
necessary. There was a time, just to interject, there was a time before COVID when people would just, you know, do this hand thing to.
Yeah. Yeah. You can, you know, there's different ways, you know, that you'll start to become more aware of why are they doing that? It's because they're trying to get you to stop the scroll. Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So the next step is optimize for mute viewing. What does that mean? Many people watch video with the mute button on. They're not listening to the sound. I'm one of those people.
Me too.
and there's reasons why, you know, just out of respect for the people around you sometimes, mm-hmm. or it's just, you're not interested until you're interested. And if you're interested and there is sound, then you're going to listen to it, right? So you want to have captions, especially in short form videos, or other types of graphics that are telling the story. So this is why you'll notice on a lot of short form videos, there's captions or stickers, right? That's why.
Words.
Words. Yeah, words. You want to have fun in your videos, even though you're doing business videos. I promise you, no one is interested in boring, like stiff business videos. It's mm-hmm. not going to get people's attention. And it's not something to fight. It's something to know. it's just, you know, be yourself. This is where the authenticity, there's a fun part of you. I know there is. You got to let that come out, right? it's just going to go farther. And always include a call.
The human part of it. That's human,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah. So you want to think of your audience. They're humans. They're just like you, right? They do. Everyone wants to be entertained on some level. And so even if that isn't your style or your focus of the video, there is still the capturing attention in an emotional way. And that there's a lot of different kinds of emotions we can work with in our videos, right? And the last thing is the call to action. You can do all of those steps perfectly, and if you leave out the sixth step, call to action, then it was just a nice video.
Yeah.
It's not a business video because you're
Yeah,
not
there's,
inviting them to take that next step.
yeah, and we did a whole episode on call
Yes.
to action number 13. It was that's a cornerstone right there, because it is just that. If you're, and it can be, just subscribe, hit the like button, leave a comment. It doesn't
Right.
have to be buy, 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 buy.
No.
You want people to take some kind of action so that they can have what they say that they want, that you're offering.
Right. And really important point is you definitely when, how can I put this? You do not want to have every call to action be a purchase
Right.
driven call to action because you will turn people off very quickly. And especially if they don't have your trust yet.
Yep.
Short form video may not be a place at all. Usually depends, but usually not a place to say, hey, buy my thing. It depends how you're using it, but mostly these are audience building videos. But that's why you see people say, click the link or
Yep.
follow for more. Those are calls to action.
And we need a call to action now. Now,
We
people
need to,
too.
oh yes, we're calling you to action now. What we need you to do. You're so good with the segues. Create. Okay, so here's what we want you to do. You've already done the first part. You have the topic and the objective. So now we want you to use all six elements that we just went through and create your own short form video, right? 60 to 90 seconds long, depending where you're putting it, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. You could even put it on LinkedIn if that's where your audience is, even though they don't have Reels technically, but you could still put a short form video there. We would like you to practice your delivery. And we're kind of kicking you out of the nest. Because now we're talking about editing, which we have not talked about at all yet. But so.
But we have said, if you want live direct support from us, you can contact us at tvtalkshowformula.info. Last 10 seconds, Declan, take it
That
home.
was a call to action. So we're going to do this now. And then post this video to your chosen platform and have fun. Have fun with this.
Yes.
Okay.
And that's a wrap. Episode number 20. We're coming back again next week, so don't go anywhere. Be sure to subscribe at tvtalkshowformula.com. I'm Donna Cundy.
And I'm Declan O'Segara.
Thanks so much for listening.
Have fun.